Yes, well, you just joined us at the final whistle blows. Mark Brown, the referee, has called full time here, and well, it's going to be a share of the points, really, because Jason McGee has landed his fifth point in the second half to tie up this game here. Remember, Clonidy led by a point at halftime, 6 points to five, and well, just shaded that first half, having played into the breeze. Paddy Cannon, Sean Maguire, Martin Maguire with two, Darren Ferry, Aidan Doohan, all got those first half points for Clonidy, as I said, who shaded that first half. Luke Barrett with four, three from frees, and Gary Merritt from a free as well got those first half points from a free and a 45 got the first half points for Melford. And well, it was nip and tuck early stages of the second half, and then a vital score came through Dara Black, a high ball into the area from TJ Everson, flicked to the net by Black, and all of a sudden Melford were in front for the first time, a goal and 6-7. And well, McGee kept his side in the race with two close in free. And just when it seemed to be coming towards a draw, Chris Barrett edged Milford back in front again. McGee had another, and then John McGarvey, just on a couple of seconds, got a point for Clonidy. But Jason McGee had the final say with two late points, the last coming there in the dying seconds after TJ Everson, in the first minute of injury time, had edged Milford back in front again. So it ended 11 here. 11 points to Clonidy, a goal and 8 to Milford.